What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business, and we're live at Auto Intel Summit. So we're going to go ahead and jump in, say hello to Ty. Just remember, please do leave a like, share, copy, grab that YouTube link. If you're not sure what's going on, you can call or text Ty, 417-483-2764, and here we go.
It's all right. We're done.
Good job, all right, there they are.
I'll take a commission and a commission. It's double commission, okay? I'm on the payroll. That's what I do. Jay, can you see and hear me?
Yeah, you're live.
Jay, there's Jay.
Hey. Okay, so
I don't know if you can see, but
it's Miriam and John. What's up?
Miriam and John. So Miriam actually sat in our presentation. I was on a panel. I just got off the stage. I was with John Roberts, Ship Your Car Now, Alicia, I don't know her last name.
Bell.
Alicia Bell with Assertus. And we had Stan Deck.
Stan Deep.
Super Dispatch. And Eric Schwartz with, now I'm hoping to get this live with Cox Automotive Manhunt, Ready Logistics Central Dispatch, right?
Yep.
So you were in the audience, you watched it. How'd it go? Come here up close and show everybody. I'll tell everybody how amazing it is. Jay.
Hey, it's Miriam. What is happening? How you doing? Good to see you.
She's about me everywhere.
Always in the wrong hall. It's like getting in the elevator with Ty. Be careful. Okay,
you were
in the audience. Did you learn anything? Did you see anything? You can be honest, straight up.
No, I mean, I like how you guys broke it down, right? The difference between the carrier, the load loader.
I get to be the carrier dispatcher.
The broker. Yeah, so it was a great breakdown between everything. Yeah.
And now, you guys move a lot of cars.
We do move a lot of cars, but we give that business to our agents first.
To your agents first, because you have, 487 agents across the United States?
Yeah, approximately, 470 repossessing cars across the country,
And a lot of those guys are moving their own stuff.
Yeah.
Come here, John. We got to say hi to John. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See
you guys. Bye, Dad.
Hey, see you, Miriam.
Hold on, let's do John.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mike Benavides.
Mike Benavides, yeah.
What is going on? Hey.
Don't go too far.
Where are you? Yeah. You're not here. You're at home. You're in the home office.
It's studio. Studio A.
Studio A.
Behind
studio
the golden mic.
Exactly.
Got it.
How do you feel about it?
I thought it went well. I think the level of participants we had on the panel was like second to none. You're not going to find four people that are more expertise in the diverse areas of the transportation market than the four people we had up there. So it was well represented. Everybody did a nice job of staying in their lane with, you know, what they were representing from a service type and audience participation. There was one or two guys that were fairly participative, but they had all the right questions.
Somebody kept calling them out.
Yeah, no, it was
somebody kept calling them out, Jay. I was like, hey, you back in the back.
Yeah.
How many cars do you move? Who are you and what are you doing here? And he's like, okay, I need
What were they upset about?
Engagement.
So
they were shippers, so I think, I know one for sure was a deal. I think two were for sure pretty good-sized dealers.
There were half a dozen dealers in there. There were a couple of remarketing companies. We did the how many people are shippers things question, and a lot of people didn't raise their hand because they didn't want to get, you know, caught on their way out the door by a sales rep from one of the other people that was in the room. But there were good 10 or 15 shippers in there. Yeah,
we had a decent size.
Another 15 people I didn't recognize.
Tell them what we were up against.
Yeah, we were up against the emerging eight success
with Steve Green
stories. With Steve
Green. I saw the ad for that. Ooh, that's stiff competition.
Hey, we took 30 out of their group.
Yeah,
those are good. Good job.
Yeah, a little over 30.
That was good. But thanks for having me on the stage.
Before John goes, I just want to say. Bill Nickel is in the live chat.
Bill Nickel's in the live chat.
And we're all giving a huge shout out. Great job, John. Great job, John.
Thank you. Bill Nickel's in the chat.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Bill.
In Florida in a couple weeks.
Right on. Okay. Thanks, John. That was awesome.
Mike
Benavides. What's up, Mike?
Jay, every time he sees you, man, he gets so excited.
I love this guy.
Where have you been?
He got me into NADA a few years ago. I owe him huge.
Hold on, I got to show you this guy here. I just saw this guy on stage. Wait till you see this. This is amazing.
The networking is like, it's like a pinball machine, especially with Ty.
My buddy Jay, see that guy?
Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
Ty, you were on stage.
Yes, I was.
What'd you do? I know this guy. I know you. I do. Not you, but I know your company.
Yes, Stella Automotive AI.
Stella Automotive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's book a meeting. Let's go.
Okay.
AI receptionist.
But who's our friend there that we always talk to? Our girlfriend.
Kate Hagedry?
Kate. We met Stella through Kate at a conference.
Yes.
And we've got videos of her and I doing demos. She does the demo. She calls and I watch.
She's director of our customer success.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
And we got to, I got to meet the owner at the last NADA conference. And then there's one other one. Is it Jennifer?
Jennifer Sanford.
She's kind of
marketing.
Petite, real nice kind of. Yeah, I know the whole
everybody.
Now we know Ben.
And
now
they're working with Orbi.
Stacking.
Stella and Orbi.
Working with Orbi.
Yeah.
We just announced that.
King of Media.
Yesterday we announced it. Full blown.
Full blown.
Well, I have a Stella sticker.
Awesome.
On my box. I love what you guys are doing. It's really cool. And there's opportunity beside, I know you know this, but there's a lot of opportunity.
I think, you know, it's the way of the future. Stella Automotive AI obviously started with a focus in the service bay and helping book appointments.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to this place where AI will become the primary communications and engagement platform.
Yeah.
Amen.
About all channels.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why we need to talk to him about AI dispatcher.
We got to talk about AI dispatcher. So we come from trucking.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a card. Okay, wait. Jay, get your pen and pencil. I'm ready.
Ben.
Dot.
O-K-U-K-A.
O-K-U-K-A.
At StellaAutomotive.com.
At StellaAutomotive.com.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can find me on LinkedIn. Ben Okuka. I think I'm the only
one. We'll be friends.
We're going to be fast friends.
Okuka. Okay, good.
And that's how you do it.
We really do love her.
Yeah.
Estelle.
Love it.
Estelle's awesome.
Yeah.
How do transport guys know about Stella? Well, we do. We can help you get into the transportation industry. Let's have a conversation.
And it's all logistics and communication.
Okay,
yeah, man, let's do this.
You want to
hook it up.
Yeah, we do it live. You're live right now.
You're live right now.
ATI is like, great.
It's live right now. I'm so happy that I just found that out live.
He found out live because he was live.
All good.
So where we roll. Now on your phone, go to YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Do you have YouTube? You watch it? You're shocked. I've been shocked. People don't actually watch YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's the TV of TV.
This is the TV of TV. All right.
Okay. On this. Once you get it open.
I just sent him a LinkedIn connection.
Oh, and Jay sent you a LinkedIn. Jay's the founder. He started this 5 years ago, six years.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm
going
to
get
it. LinkedIn, am I going to?
Now go to search and then type in ATI. Can you see Mike? I don't have my glasses on. ATI.
That's people or company?
Company. ATI Auto Business.
Oh, right there.
Auto Business? No.
Nope.
Here, hit this right here. Hit a space. And then type in.
Meanwhile.
Auto. Yeah, keep it going, Jay. Keep it going.
Yeah. So let me spin some plates
ATI
here.
Auto
and
business,
boom, boom, boom,
auto
boom.
Business. There it is.
Actually, it's really neat that we're here with Ben Okuka at Stella Automotive AI because we love
Stella. Oh, we got a new subscriber,
Stella.
Guys.
Yes.
Absolutely. We got 14,500 subscribers. We're over 800 shows. We go live 4 times a week. And we go live at these places.
We'd love to come aboard
and
chat
would love to have Stella aboard.
Head of product.
Well, that's a slam dunk.
Slam dunk.
Yeah.
That's a slam dunk. That's good. Well, we'll be in touch with you. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks,
Ben.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
I love it.
Thanks for pulling me in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I saw you on stage. I mean, you did a great job, too.
Thank you very much.
You just nailed it. Did you see him?
Oh, yeah. I saw
him. He didn't. You want no cold hands? No, you just
burning
Let's
up
do
the
it.
Place.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
That's perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, right on.
Hey, awesome. The Impel Autoplex guy.
Oh my gosh.
We got Mike.
Yeah, but there's never enough people. You're building a crowd.
Mike. What do you with Mike? What have you been through? Where have you been? You get around.
Yeah, actually, I got
Turn, come here, turn. Sorry, keep
Mark Steiner, Turn Automotive.
Okay, come back.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. Okay. It's hard. Yeah, Mark, keep going. All right,
okay,
take two.
Did what now?
I got my dealer's license yesterday.
No way. Did you hear that, guys? Mike has got his own dealer's license.
So me and my two sons, they want to sell cars. We've been selling for months now as privately. They prove that they can make money. And, a dealer license has other benefits to me as a data broker. It gets me access. I want to get into refinancing. But for them, this is an opportunity to work with my boys. Right?
Yeah, and they're older.
They're 21 and 16. And it's 16. My 16-year-old who leads it. He is an absolute animal. Finds the cars, rehabs the cars, sells the cars.
Oh, he does the recon.
When there's certain jobs we can't do, he's got all the partnerships lined up. He's right. been an absolute animal.
The young guy's taking the lead.
Yeah, but growing up with me, they know way more about cars than I will ever. They're absolutely encyclopedias. So the chance to work with them, we had a lot of early success. Now we can really get going, and it's going to be fun. So
you know what's neat?
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
That is actually really cool.
Yeah, hey, it really is cool. And to be working with the boys.
With your kids, exactly. Ahead. Because one day, you can say this to Mike, one day, the 16-year-old will be walking around saying, my old man started this.
One day, the 16-year-old is going to say, my old man started this. That's what
That's dude. Funny.
Hopefully, he won't call me old man.
He will. It'll be okay.
if he's successful, he can call me whatever he wants.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, and then I hooked up with a new data partner. So, I have the vehicle data, right, which is used by a lot of shipping companies to know the physical dimensions of cars and all the logistics about that. The market data company, like inventory and transactions in the wholesale and retail space. And then now I've got a new PII layer where I can look up from a VIN, a plate.
Personal information.
I know the registered owner, everything in their garage, their device ID, all their PII, their
personally identifiable information.
Open recalls. I mean, it's just a flood of stuff I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And it's going to transform the way a lot of my clients are able to especially market their services.
Yeah, big deal.
As long as they stay within the guidelines of the law.
Mike's a data broker. Being a data broker is a very interesting superpower.
It's a superpower. Being a data broker, it's a superpower.
Oh, it is.
We believe that.
Everything's data.
It's for real.
It is always this piece that I was missing, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm able to pull in a lot more RO records as part of that. So there's always some things I want to add, and all the companies I work with, I make the data work together so I can solve bigger problems for big companies and even small companies that are get going. Because I work with a lot of companies when they're small that are giants today.
Yeah.
So I'm able to be flexible enough to help people get started, and a lot of big companies, overcome a lot of their big challenges.
So what's a takeaway? What's a takeaway from Auto Intel Summit?
What's your takeaway from Auto Intel Summit so far?
Well, so I've been to all of these summits except for one, right? Starting with the first one. So it's grown.
Yeah.
I think it was fantastic that they added the remarketing part to this, because there's a big fit in the audience that was here before. There are fewer lenders here, but there are a lot more auctions and shipping companies, and it's a broader element that I think has increased the value of the conference itself.
Yeah.
It's still small enough where you can meet all the people and talk to all the people you want to talk to.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's good people.
Oh, yeah. And you have executives
quality,
here.
Yeah.
And everyone's, super approachable. Everyone knows someone here.
Wait till you read this.
You're only a conversation.
What does that say?
Walters Kluwer. Senior Director of Product Management, Lean Solutions.
Yeah.
Oh, she was one of the speakers today.
Her and I are friends now, and I connected her with Miriam, the location services. Jay, we're actually going to do a show with this lady and Miriam.
Walters Kluwer.
This
now,
is a big deal. This is a big deal.
Wow. I've heard of that company. Perfect.
That's the kind of people that...
Lean Solutions.
Because one of your superpowers is a connector.
Connector, yeah. Just meet people and try to see if there's a connection.
Yeah.
The data
you
part...
You won't let anyone walk by here.
No, you can't walk by. It's worse than an elevator.
None shall pass.
And none shall pass. Well, we say we are the gatekeepers of the carrier community, right? We don't want trash coming in. And I mean that in the most positive way, right?
Ooh,
we want
a
community
gotta
that
have a loose
understands the ecosystem, for real, right? Say, by the way, Jay, if we don't see Eric, this is joke.
Cool.
Eric and I buried the repo hammer together.
Yes.
We did. We shook hands. I said, I'm not going to talk smack about anything
anymore. Awesome.
We really
did,
So we're friends. Alicia, we got to hang out with her a little bit.
I like Alicia. I met her years ago. She's cool. Yeah.
What was cool about it
really
is for a guy like me, and I always say this because it is crazy, but for a guy like me to be sitting at a table right over here, this table right here, Jay, look at that table over there. See it?
Yeah.
I was right over there where those people are. Oh, come on back. Talking to Eric at Mannheim and Alicia from Assertus.
Wow.
And, you know, we've had some problems over the years, but we've never sat down at a table and talked until today.
And what is
really Eric, the commercial guy?
He's over Central Dispatch and Ready Logistics.
Well, we break some eggs, I said on stage.
So
we break eggs.
There
to
was
make
a guy on the commercial side today, works on a team. So, like I mentioned, I just got my dealer license. So yesterday I got it. Today, Cox Automotive Commercial sends me an email, basically like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Like,
hey,
how
did they know that?
Wow.
Right?
So they must be hooked into a feed that says all new dealers in a state, and they jump on them. I just that was brilliant.
That is brilliant.
It's aggressive.
Whatever.
And, you know, those are the kind of the companies that I want to work with, right?
What about NIADA? Because we're going to be talking a lot about NIADA coming up in June. We're already pumping that. I personally like that environment. It's kind of the more the independent dealer guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I am. I'm just an independent, you know.
Yeah, well, now you're an independent dealer guy. Right. But it would be interesting if Cox is doing that. How come, or is NIADA plugged into that same system reaching out to that new independent dealer? Well, why didn't NIADA get a hold of you, right?
Well, NIADA has some, you know, challenges in that they've been going through some senior management changes, right?
Okay.
It's something that I'll definitely mention. The VP of marketing for NIADA is a neighbor of mine. He lives like a couple hundred yards away. We didn't even know.
Troy
just met
Shear?
At a conference recently. And
Troy Shear?
That's right.
Yeah, we know Troy. We like Troy.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
I like reach out to Troy, say, hey, you know, like you should be reaching out to everyone who gets their dealer license, you know. And
did you tell him that?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I just...
I'll text
him
right
done.
Now. Hang
Number
on, let me
one,
text
I didn't
him.
Know it was possible
just
text until today.
Text him.
Troy, get on. We're talking the NIADA
Hi,
right
yeah.
now.
Hey, Troy, listen.
Troy.
Get on this, Troy.
Except lunch Friday. Or, you know.
Yeah, Troy.
Yeah.
Sure, no, really. We just had a meeting with him Monday.
Okay.
And we are really promoting NIADA. And when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, are they doing it? If they are, good. Let's promote that too.
Yeah, and I'm supporting their marketplace that they're looking to launch in partnership with a couple other companies, right, to promote the inventory of independent auto dealers. So they've got a whole initiative and a whole site and a platform that they're, I'm sure, soon going to launch to promote the inventory direct to consumer, just like a shopping portal, right?
Direct to
But
consumer.
Aggregating
Retail?
The inventory... Retail inventory of independent dealers
to other independent dealers
directly to consumers.
Oh, wow! I don't even know what that is. Hey, this guy's cool too.
I don't even know what that is. That's awesome.
You know my buddy Jay? Have you ever met Jay? We talked yesterday, right?
No, we did. No,
I can't remember. You're
he's
the
on my phone. Guy. Look at my phone.
What was the? I'm the transport guy.
Yeah, dealer to dealer trades.
That's it. That's we're just talking about that. The NIADA has something similar to that.
Look at him working too.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting too is that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm
not
sorry.
Not everybody
right.
is connected.
This guy only does only new cars.
Oh,
the
cool.
CEO
yeah.
Chief
I just connected him.
Danny Hill
awesome.
Got on Chris
yeah.
Hall.
Yeah.
What are you
They're
talking
about?
Supplying inventory for all the dealers.
You're in business. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
it looks
what
pretty,
we do.
Hey, it looks
you guys
nice
keep
outside.
Going.
You guys are
Thank
a great
you. Good
conference.
To see you again.
That's awesome.
That guy's cool.
Yeah, that is cool, man. Wow.
I'm going to show you kind of here. Let's turn the camera around.
Yeah,
we're not going to be here long, anybody?
Yeah, sure.
Like, how long are you going to be here?
Nah, we're good.
Not too long. Okay, yeah. See? So we're just came through the lobby.
Seems like a nice location.
Yeah, nice place. Different from last year, right?
Yeah, no, there's totally. Right, but there, what's neat is, I feel, oh, wow, awesome. Lisa White.
Yeah, Lisa.
I feel like we can really, like, everything's really accessible. You don't have to walk a mile to get to another booth, you know? Let's go. Oh, my gosh, Lori Foster. Get out of town.
Lori Foster.
Lori Foster.
Hey, Lori, do you want to say hi to Jay? Is it okay?
Do we have access? Can we do this?
Jay's so excited. He saw you. He said, Lori Foster.
What's going on, Lori Foster? How you doing? Good to see you, Lori Foster.
How's it been working for you? You've been here the whole time. You got to speak. Tuesday morning, right?
Yep, on executive leadership.
Executive leadership. Jeremy?
I attended. It was great.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And we even introduced the idea that Jeremy should be getting a massive raise.
Hey. Oh, wow. Awesome. There we go.
That's Dana Rogers, owner of Field Out.
Dana.
That's good. So you got to talk on stage. Are you leaving today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? How was
just
it?
I too mean, much. Yeah.
You were on another panel too, though.
No, not
just the one just speaking. Okay. Well, we always love you.
Oh, thank
we're
you.
Always happy love to see you. And we always talk about how amazing you are. You're like so smart.
She's very visible and smart.
Totally smart.
Visible, smart. And charming.
Cool.
You got to stay on top of your game.
You're doing good. All right. Well, thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. Wow, that's Jeremy. Awesome.
Good to see you.
Love seeing Lori. Yeah, Lori is. Lori's an industry icon. She's going to win that award one day.
Show you that.
She will.
Yeah, she should.
She will. Yeah, she's an industry icon. You see her everywhere. Okay, she knows everybody. Oh, that's the podcast stage. I heard about it.
Yeah, so we're in the kind of the foyer lobby place. And then see who's on there?
Yeah, it's Elena Ciccatelli and John Passamato, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going for it.
Yeah. No, and she...
Okay.
Recently can come to the face of the podcast stage, so
okay,
makes sense.
Look at this,
if she's up there. What do we got here? Popcorn.
They got popcorn.
Wow.
It's sponsored by, get wait till you see this. Sponsored by,
oh, I just got one of their hats. ARS, American Recovery Service. Do you know anybody at American Recovery Service?
No. Not that we should know somebody.
Yeah, put that on your to-do. You'll be.
You want to see another cool guy? Wait till you see this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, right there.
Oh, Tom Klein, sure.
That's Tom Klein.
Tom Klein, we love Tom Klein.
He's
a consultant.
He's
yeah. Hey, there he is. Hey.
Look at him.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Tom Klein. That's awesome,
Tom
man.
Tom Klein. Let's say hi to Tom.
Yeah.
Because we love Tom. Here's Tom.
There you go.
Tom Popcorn. Klein, what's up?
Popcorn is
awesome.
Sponsored by ARS. Do you know anybody from ARS? We're going to find somebody. That's our new mission today.
Okay, I think you should.
We
thank them for the popcorn.
Now, what have you been doing here?
I've been listening and learning.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the last session.
That was the
with
eight.
Steve Greenfield. Right.
What did he talk about? How was on panel on the other end of the building?
Talked about the entrepreneurial journey. And what happens? Essentially, he asked the three people on stage and said, "Well, how is it to be an entrepreneur?" And I'm going to paraphrase.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a genius. I'm an idiot. I'm a genius. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Whoa.
I'm an idiot.
That's an amazing
journey in a nutshell.
That is good.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Jay said that was awesome. Jay, so he's excited about that.
Tom, it's great to see you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and plug Tom Klein.
Yeah.
Tom Klein Consulting.
Correct.
Better Vantage Point.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got Better Vantage Point. And I learned some things about you, right? Mm-hmm. I thought you were an attorney,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right. Lots of people do.
Tom,
I get that all the time. Yeah.
I can't hear Jay, but
he says he gets it all the time.
Yeah.
But,
you look like an attorney, though, Jay.
Yeah.
Of course.
So if you're not going to be one, you even look like one,
you know,
right?
I just play one on TV.
That's so funny.
Better Vantage Point. Yes.
Compliance. Now, the cool part, and I kind of knew this, but you owned a dealership, pretty big dealership.
Correct.
For several years, like quite a while.
Well, I worked there 30 years. My family's been in the car business since 1925.
Oh, man.
So almost 100 years. And I was there for 30. That's a short,
wow.
A short time.
Wow.
Tom knows the car business.
Street cred.
Yeah.
And what he, Tom does, tell me if I'm wrong, just go, shut up, you don't know. compliance dealers,
yeah,
basically saving them money. I mean, the, what do you call them, nuclear verdicts?
Right, so it's compliance, it's risk. So part of what I do is identify risks in the store.
Okay.
And try to devise ways to protect the dealer. That can be either through procedures that we establish in the store, or it could be like buying insurance policies, and understanding what's in the insurance policies is really big as a part of risk. So you know where your soft underbelly is, right? If you know there are exclusions for various things in the insurance policy, right? They're not going to cover this, and they're not going to cover this. Then you say, hey, is it worthwhile for you to buy a policy that would cover these things? Is that worth your, it's your money, it's your dealership, and it's your assets at risk. If I owned a dealership, I would want these protections.
Right, and it's because of the story you were telling today about the bus with the 77 kids.
Right.
Let's hear that story.
Well, you know, one of the what ifs is if you're one of your drivers or your salesman or somebody who has a demo, gets a school bus. What happens? I mean, how much? That's the maximum amount of liability scenario that I could come up with. I mean, it's terrible, and it's not. But what happened? What would be the monetary damages to 77 kids, right? If there's an accident and a lawyer who gets a hold of that, and what would that do potentially to, you know, to you having to protect the dealership? How would you do it? And
how would you do it?
And would you have enough insurance? Would you have enough insurance?
Yeah. Would you have enough insurance? Right. Does it? So yeah, the Porter guys and clients, they're always driving cars in and off the lot, right?
Correct.
And then are we covered for that?
When the Oklahoma City bombing happened, after that, the government determined that vehicles could be weapons of mass destruction, right? Because of the fertilizer bomb. And so this is no different, right? You give a demo to somebody and you don't know what their driving record is, which you should.
Right. Before anybody goes on a demo,
it's not
driver's license.
It's not just a demo, but if you have a lot porter,
right? Yeah, for sure.
Are you checking MVR, motor vehicle records, on lot porters? And are you making risk decisions because you're giving them essentially the keys to the dealership and then they get in a car? Pardon me.
Are you kidding me? Dealers don't check that? MVRs?
He points out things people didn't think of.
You point out things that a lot of people didn't think of, including me.
Yeah.
And Jay.
And Jay, there's also criminal reports. I had a dealership group, as an example, call me, and they said, we have a problem. This is from their lawyer. Okay, what's the problem? They said, we found out that one of our F&I managers has a criminal background. I said, okay. And I said, what are you worried about? We're worried what they did with the banks. And this was in the first 5 minutes. I said, do you pull a criminal background check? And they said, no. And I said, well, why not? And they said, it's too complicated. They said, we operate in 5 different states, so it's too complicated. To which I said, you have, I think it was 26 stores, 28 stores.
Oh.
You have enough resources.
Wow.
And they didn't hire me, of course, because I said this. You have enough resources that you can afford to make this work, and that would help solve this problem. I said, this is not a hard problem. This is not a hard problem. So there's all kinds of risks throughout the dealership, right? And if nobody's identifying what those risks are and then talking about it and trying to figure out or devise a way around and creating solutions, that's why.
Oh, we should get him on with Brian Riker one day.
Oh my word,
that would be awesome.
We call him our DOT guy, and he talks like you.
Yeah,
you guys, bring him and you. No, but it's mitigation.
Once a month, can we do that?
Once a month,
right? Right.
And
I'm a risk mitigation.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay, do you have his?
We have a show in May and one in June.
May? What are you doing in May? Monday, on a Wednesday, around noon central.
No, I got, it's already scheduled. May 10th.
I'm sure I have some time one
May 10th.
Day. May
10th. Okay, he's good. May 10th.
May 10th, your email. Noon, central time.
Do you have Tom's email?
Yeah, he's been on the show. I got Tom's.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. May 10th. You're in.
Okay, what am I doing on May 10th at noon?
You're going to go with Brian, our DOT guy.
Okay.
30 minutes, compliance and risk mitigation.
Noon central.
Okay.
and you're going to talk about risk mitigation.
Okay.
And he's got stories like you.
Oh, that'll be amazing. Yeah.
But on the truck side.
No, yeah. I mean, it's important to have important. It's important to have a Brian.
Yeah. Right? And a Tom.
In business, you got to have a Brian.
Well, but you know, you talk about these things, and I've been around dealers, right? And they're like, they only really seem to care about what they want to care about.
Until
is that fair?
Until it's a problem,
right?
And then they care about it.
And you come in and say, hey, what?
But you know,
is it a hard sell?
Proactive. Well, it depends on each dealer has a different attitude about risk and about insurance, and some don't think it's important, and some think that if something happens, they can negotiate their way out of it.
Right. Yeah.
Dealers are entrepreneurial, right? They're really super smart.
We'll figure our way out of it.
Yeah,
that's true.
For me, I would sleep better at night knowing that these problems are.
And they've got a lot. I mean, their net worth is always pretty significant.
Typical single point dealership is going to be valued at 20 to 30 million, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not my number. I asked a group of CPAs because I spoke at a CPA conference.
Okay.
Who does books for dealers?
Yeah.
And I asked them, I said, how much is a single point dealership worth? And I said, is it 20 million? And they all said, no, that's too low. And like, they said it's closer to 35 million. And I said, 35 seems high to me, but pick a number.
Somewhere between 20 and 35 million. That's a lot.
It's a lot to have to protect.
Yeah. So that's when you start getting into trusts and you start doing living trusts and you start breaking all kinds
of
policies.
Well, none of that makes any difference if you don't have the right coverage, right?
Start with the fundamental. Got it. Okay.
That's right.
Wow. I love this. Tom, amazing.
We really do like it.
Love Tom.
It's awesome. Yeah. He's giving me a good round
Thank
of applause.
Thank you, Tom. I'll be in touch. Right on.
Thanks, Tom.
That's incredible. He's amazing to talk to.
Yeah, for sure. He's fun. Good guy. Okay, well, I think we can...
That was amazing. Good. That was a great segment. We got a real feel for Auto Intel Summit. Mike Benavidez filled in some
information. Thank you, ladies. Here, wait for the camera.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Cherokee Media. Thank you, Cherokee Media. Thank you, Cherokee Media.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Joe. You have to say Joe. Nick, we really do need to get Nick on. We need to send him an email.
Yeah, we'll do that.
If you could, he's ready.
I'll make a note. I'll email Nick.
He reminds me every time I see him.
Oh, good. All right. I will follow up with him, and we'll try to schedule something. We got to come up with a topic and, you know, start to build a show. You want to have him on a Friday show? What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be easier. Do a Friday. But,
yeah, we'll do a Friday
just
show.
Just do an evolution. We'll do an AIS evolution show.
AIS evolution.
With Nick.
I tell you what. I think we got a space... On because we got Michelle at Ship Your Car Now coming up, we can add Nick to that, and that would be a logical.
That would be great.
Yeah, let's try to do that. All right,
okay, great.
All right, cool. I'll work on that. Bam. What do we do? We booked two shows did we book three shows? Because we got Ben Okuka at Stella. Yeah. I've already connected with him on LinkedIn.
And we connected that Mike and that other guy, Ben, or not Ben.
So who's, who was that guy with?
He does the trades, the new cars back and forth between dealers.
Oh, no way. New car trades between stores.
Yeah, you know between stores. That's just.
Do you know the name of the company? See if you can find. Hey, and there's Nick. There's Nick Zulovich.
Now's your chance. We were just talking about you. I swear. I said, we got to get
promise.
Nick on.
We were just talking.
We were.
This is twice now?
It's promise.
Twice.
What we decided when we were walking is we're going to humbly ask you to join us on a Friday at noon, Central Time. Is that a possibility?
No.
May 12th. May 12th.
Send me a message and we're going to call it the
Got him live.
AIS Evolution Show. So we'll talk about how it went for you.
Excellent.
All that. That's good.
I would be honored to be a part of y'all.
We'll make sure that we rub it in Joe's face, too.
Well, he is Mr. Showtime, and I am
Watch out, the
humble assistant.
Okay,
that's hilarious.
Thank you.
Well, glad you all are here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick. That's awesome. All right, we'll see you then. That's so cool that we just booked that, too. Yeah, that's awesome. Is that Grace?
Grace, that's Grace. She's in a hurry.
Yeah, is that Grace?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I believe
Grace from Mannheim. All right, so we did. This was Grace from Mannheim. Okay, this was an amazing show. And
that was a good show.
Man, thanks for what you do. And no, so thank you. And the panel too. So your takeaway on the panel is do you think that, like, because my guess is Miriam, here's what I'll say. My guess is that Miriam learned something about the ecosystem she didn't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people learned stuff they didn't know.
Yeah, and that was the point.
Yeah, well, you know, I was sitting there taking this in from the perspective, okay, so there's a dealer guy in the back, right? And you know me, I'm like, let's get the whole crowd going. So yeah, like, hey, right. Dealer guy in the back. But you know, he became real transparent. I mean, the room, you could. So I'm like, okay, well, how's that working out for you?
Yeah,
because before two, oh, this is crazy, right? Before, excuse me, one second. Ship, Julia, Ship.
Hanging out with Ty at a trade show is wild. It's wild, man. It's like being at a.
Julia.
I don't know what it is.
Did Eric leave yet?
But it's fun too, because you just, this is what trade shows, this is why you're tired at the end of the day. You are literally just constantly saying hello, and you're eating, and you're getting something to drink, and you're watching the session, and it's just nonstop networking, because you only got so much time to network. And if you see somebody, you may not see them again. So you literally have to talk to them in that moment. Because if you don't, you can't wait. Like, I was just. Who was that?
That was Eric's partner, Julia, I think it's Julia Ship.
Okay.
So they were partners, and Eric has left the building. Eric's gone. He had to get his flight. Gotcha,
Eric Schwartz.
But I'm telling you, okay, so guess what else?
What?
Remember Najee that I met
from
at the
Repo Summit at Cox.
I'm on the stage with Najee last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Today I'm on the stage with Eric, and I'm like, hey, Eric, did you know a couple weeks ago I was on the stage with you earlier, too.
He said yes.
Chris, you got a second? Come on, just 1 second, man.
Come on, man.
Chris is super cool.
Yeah.
I think he might be with that guy that does the OEMs, too.
Oh, cool.
Maybe not. But anyway, it was just a really cool experience, and I think it gives me a lot of hope.
Well, we're on a trajectory.
Yeah.
We can really see that ATI is accomplishing something.
Oh, yeah. And being here at these things helps. And this is confirmation bias. I've told the story 100 times. I'm at a Odessa, Kansas City transport parking lot in a 36-inch, my 1983 359 Peterbilt with a 36-inch coffin sleeper with a 210-inch wheelbase. I'm in the back at midnight reading my Automotive News magazine, wondering what is this?
Yeah, I know. Right? I love that story.
I don't know what this is, but it's touching me in my truck at 2 a.m. at the guard check. All right. That's 20 years of life. And here we are. What happens here touches your life. Promise. So to have some representation, some people like ATI, Ty and Jay, who we care about you. We care about your industry. We care about you as a carrier, a broker, a dealer, an auction, a tech company.
Right.
To be here and to have these conversations with these people, leaders, in our industry is really a big deal.
It's like we're now, ATI is now a representative at the business Capitol Hill. We're not on the government Capitol Hill, but we're on the business side of Capitol Hill in automotive. I mean, you're literally, if Steve Greenfield was speaking while you were on stage, it doesn't get a whole lot closer to the epicenter.
Yeah, that's pretty big. So thank you, everybody.
Wild.
It's not Ty. I mean, Ty and Jay have put the time in and done the work, but really it's you guys, our community, our carrier base, our dealer base, our auction base. These relationships that we're making are to benefit all of us. If we can all get on, I mean, it's crazy. These guys are saying the same thing that we're saying.
Absolutely
right?
They are. And they need
too many load boards.
You and I, we say this privately. They need us to help them understand the ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, I got a selfie with Eric. No joke.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. Yeah.
Put that in the Peterbilt with the coffin sleeper and the 102 inches. Yeah.
210-inch wheelbase. I mean, dang. What was that?
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's anyway, awesome.
That's a good visual. But thank you, Jay. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Ty.
Auto Intel Summit. Thank you.
Thank you, Cherokee Media. Bill Zadice and crew.
Thank you, Bill. Bill and crew. And we got Nick.
And John Robertson and Ship Your Car Now. Thanks very much. Yeah, it was a neat opportunity.
It's good stuff. Yeah, and John, huge thanks to Ship Your Car Now. Thank you, Super Dispatch. You guys have been good to us.
Yep.
Stan, getting to learn and getting to kind of know Stan a lot more. I mean, man, this guy likes Stan. Good
He's
guy,
a cool guy.
Right?
I know. I like him too.
So,
hey, there's Jonathan, the photographer.
He's
photo
he's
bomb.
Busy,
he's always busy. But I'm glad we have him on film. Well, it's not
film
anymore.
That's all that matters.
We have him. Yeah, we got him.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right, well, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you Monday, I believe.
Yeah,
Friday. No, we're doing a show Friday.
Oh, that's right. I'll see you Friday. We got Travis and Will. That's right.
Will's pumped.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Dealers and Auctions on Cars on the Move on Friday. Don't miss it.
That'll be good. All right, thank you.
Cool, man. Thanks. All right, see you. All right, take care. All right, and Ty is live at Auto Intel Summit. We're going to be live tomorrow, dispatching live tomorrow at noon. We got Cars on the Move, Dealers and Auctions on Friday, and then we'll be back Tuesday. Ooh, another auction technology show with Kelly Bianchi and Carrie Rotunda. We're going to be talking about auction v. commerce and how it helps the physical auction accelerate in the digital world. Pretty cool. That's going to be a cool show. And Kelly knows a lot about logistics, so tune in for that one, too. It's ATI. Man, if you caught this live, you saw some crazy stuff of us just super connecting, building shows. It's how we roll. We just do it live. We don't really waste time. There's not a lot of time to waste. Get to it. Nose to the grindstone, carpe diem, and all that. Thank you so much. Take care, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody.